the purpose of this National Day of Outrage is to protest the barbaric execution of 9 prisoners by President Yahya Jammeh after constant appeal from the international community for him not to carry out the threat that he gave on the day of Eid in the Gambia, that he was going to execute all 47 death row inmates. And we are protesting because we believe that the very act of carrying out those executions were a blatant violation of the Gambian constitution, because all those who are on death row did not receive fair trial. And one of those who were killed was a mentally ill person. So we believe that this is beyond the pale to most Gambians and totally unacceptable.
Mr. Jao, let me tell you what the vice president of the Gambia said. She said that there's capital punishment in many countries around the world, and also that she believes that people like you and others are trying to politicize these executions.
That is really unfortunate. First of all, we are not the ones politicizing it. It is a political decision made by a politician in abrogation of the Gambian constitution. Now, Mrs. Sadie, or Dr. Sadie, as they call her, is right. There are so many other countries that have the death penalty, but those countries practice the death penalty according to the laws of their country. Let's look at the Gambian execution that took place. Section 18 of the Gambian constitution is the provision that talks about the death penalty. But in that same provision, there are so many things that are supposed to be done before an execution is carried out that have never been done. Before the president can order the execution of anybody, it must be gazetted, published in the gazette, so that all Gambians would know that at a certain time and date, somebody is going to be executed in such a manner because the person had violated this and this and this law. But that was not done.
I can tell you that a lot of things have been taking place in the Gambia prior to these executions. Why haven't you people carried out this day of outrage for these other developments that have been taking place in the Gambia?
I would agree with you that Gambians, for the most part, may not have been as forceful in expressing their outrage at some of these most violations of Gambians, whether it was the assassination of the school children, whether it was the assassination of Deda Haidara, whether it was the assassination of Koro Sise. The list goes on and on and on and on. I think what has happened now is that for the first time, I had never seen Gambians collectively this outraged at an issue. And we are hopeful that maybe finally we have opened our eyes and chances are this will be the end of the Jammeh regime.